Over the past few years, New York City has fared better in this rocky economy than many American cities. A recent report by the Real Estate Board of New York says home sales are up 6%. And NPR's Margo Adler reports that in two boroughs, Brooklyn and Queens, sales are back to pre-recession levels.
So this house is on the market, is it? It's not, hasn't been sold yet.
It hasn't been sold yet.
It's completely empty?
It's completely empty.
It sounds empty, yes, doesn't it?
We're in Brooklyn Heights, a very desirable neighborhood, in a fairly new four-bedroom house, 3,000 square feet, including a finished basement and a roof terrace. Corcoran real estate agent Leslie Marshall says the price, nearly $3.5 million.
A few years ago, this probably would have been in the high twos, maybe.
This may not be affordable for most people listening, but it's a sign that Brooklyn is no longer an alternative, but a real destination for many New Yorkers. Some of the hottest restaurants are here. There's a new basketball team, waterfront parks, you name it. But it's also a sign that New York City has been doing better than many other parts of the country. The stock market is doing well. New York City tourism just gets bigger and bigger.
Continued population growth, continued job growth. So I think it shows up in the real estate market as well.
That's Michael Slattery, Senior Vice President of the Real Estate Board of New York, a trade association representing the industry. When asked to be more specific,
statistically, Queens and Brooklyn have now average home sale prices above where they were in 2007, taking us back to a time when we were in a boom market.
The median price for a house or condo in Brooklyn is now $510,000, up 4% since last year. In Queens, it's close to $400,000, up 2%. It's partly a lack of housing stock that's fueling the higher prices, the lowest inventory in 7 years. The credit crunch led to a lack of new housing. Corcoran CEO Pamela Liebman says of the housing shortage,
when you walk in a store on December 24th, you buy what's ever left on the shelves.
It's partly young people who are fueling the New York City market. It's partly a tech boom. And in Manhattan, it's partly foreign investors. It's hard to get real numbers on foreign investment in New York City real estate, but Liebman says she sees investors from South America, the Middle East, China, and Russia.
Some of the buildings would average about 30% to foreigners. Other buildings, which are really ripe as investment properties, can go up to 80% to foreign buyers.
She points to one of the prime buildings in Midtown on Fifth Avenue, that has about 50% foreign investors, where two units recently went for $90 million each. Leaving the stratosphere for the merely very well off, I'm taken to a penthouse duplex in Borough Hill, Brooklyn. It's very modern and industrial looking, with silver ducts that remind me of the film Brazil. $2.6 million. What struck me was all the amenities most New Yorkers, even those in fabulous apartments, don't have. On the terrace, I see a total kitchen as part of the first house, and in the duplex, when we go outside.
Boy, this is all these terraces have these grills on them now. This is something I've never seen.
And this is hooked up to the gas in the kitchen, so you don't have to go buy your propane. You just fire it up when you feel like grilling.
Many of us in the city don't have a chance to live like this, but the housing market is booming, and even boroughs with a long history of decline like the Bronx are finding sales and prices going up. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.